The Independent You, Prayuse. November 23, 2021. John Caton. If the title of this article had been The Independent You, Meek, The Independent You might have thought, nope, and you would not be here to read this article. But read on and you may see yourself. Western civilization has a concept of meekness that is synonymous with weakness, a common trait of dependent people. As all have observed, however, many dependent people have learned to create personified images of themselves to disguise weakness and don't appear meek or weak. In either case, whether openly weak or weak in disguise, it is not a trait independent people aspire to. The Western view of meekness stems from the Old Norse word, mjukur, which means gentle in English and conveys the concept by which we associate meekness with weakness. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. These are words spoken by Jesus as conveyed by Scripture in the New Testament book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 5. Because these words were spoken by Jesus, and due to the Western concept of meekness, many faithful people adopt a persona of gentleness as an act of piety. There is another concept of meekness conveyed by the Greek word, praeus. It was the word that translators of the Scriptures encountered when translating from Greek. Not that it was mistranslated. It wasn't. It's just that the Greek concept of meekness is different from the Western concept. It is a different concept altogether. What is praeus? Praeus is a descriptive term of a Greek warhorse, hardly a symbol of weakness, but nevertheless referred to as meek. Therefore, when Jesus spoke those words, the recipients of the blessing and the promise were being compared to warhorses. I'm not a minister and this isn't a sermon. This is a primal view, back in time, to capture a different concept of meekness as opposed to the Norse concept that most in the Western world adhere to. The literal meaning of praeus is strength under control, the traits of a well-trained and disciplined warhorse. A warhorse was determined and strong, but with a temperament of discipline that could stand in battle, charge into battle, respond to touch or to a whisper in the heat of battle. That type of warhorse, the Greeks called meek or praeus. The Greek philosopher, Aristotle, spoke of praeus people 350 years before Jesus spoke of them. Jesus and those hearing the words that day would have known exactly what was meant. The philosophies of Aristotle were well known and influential at that time. Even without Aristotle's description of praeus people, using a term associated with warhorses would have been in keeping with Jesus' frequent use of parables, metaphors, and similes. It was understandable to them, but different from our cultural understanding of meekness. Aristotle taught that a praeus person enjoyed the virtue of the mean of extremes. If reckless courage were on one end and cowardice on the other, the praeus person would be seen as a person of measured, thoughtful or steady courage. The praeus person does not avoid conflict, but will face conflict thoughtfully, at the right time, with facts in hand, logic in mind and with a plan of action. They are self-disciplined, like a warhorse. No less prone to emotion than others, the praeus person will sleep on it before acting. Remember the decision-making process that independent people follow? Mature, independent people are praeus people. Therefore, they are meek, in the sense of the Greek warhorse. An independent person may hold immense power but will exercise it with restraint. The independent person's use of power will not always fit into their premise logic conclusion action process. Their power may be such that a simple command would make it happen. They will forego that approach to favor their trusted process for success. Their exercise of power, when it does happen, will be quite effective because it will be a rare event and will be the action step following the premise logic conclusion process. Power will be measured, thoughtful and effective. An independent person may enjoy great wealth, but the onlooker is unlikely to see the typical trappings of wealth. The independent person has no need to impress with their wealth. If they are a business executive, they will look like a business executive, like any other. If they are a rancher, they will look like any other rancher. An independent praeus person is comfortable in their skin and in their clothes. There is no need for a personified image. An independent cowboy is a cowboy regardless of attire. Blessed are the praeus, for they shall inherit the earth.